David Fenger. I would like to study and learn karma with you. I'm very happy to do that. Not only human being, but also trees, birds, animals, were born in this world and continually move, act, and die. This is not only human being, or all sentient beings always move, act, and finally we die. That's all we have to do. That's all sentient beings do in that way. Why is it the only human being has to take karma if all sentient beings were just born in this world, continue move, continue act, and then finally die? This is all physics. That is our physics. All we have to do in this whole world, in this whole life. If it is true, why don't you are born in this world, act, move, and die? Enough. But why is it that human being has to think karma? Karma is a huge problem. It's very difficult to understand. Well, why is it that Buddhism has to think? That is a characteristic of human being. That's why we have to think karma. Well, some people don't think about karma. Only Buddhism has to think is karma. If it is true, this is karma is the characteristic of Buddhism. Or characteristic of Eastern people, maybe so, but I don't think so. Well, apparently maybe American people or Western people don't think about karma, because already karma is a Buddhistic term. But in a different way, from different angle, anywhere Western people and American look at the human world, human life, human death. Well, if you don't believe anyway, please study funeral service. Greek, Egypt, Europe, wherever it is. Each country has traditional, anyway, ceremony, funeral service. And on the casket, cows, animals, drawn on the casket. In order to send the person to the other world, in peace, in heaven. This is exactly the same as, same sense as that of karma. But in a different way, human beings try to understand the human life, human death, even though they don't use the karma. So, broadly speaking, this is a common problem of karma. It's not the capitalistic goal, not only the Buddhist business. This is not the only the Asian people's business. This is completely human problem, human beings, human business. We have to think anyway. Sooner or later, we have to think. Buddhism is, please remember this point, okay, what not only karma, Buddhist teaching is not only the Eastern culture, okay, of course, as long as Buddhism is developing in a certain society, of course, Buddhism is one of the cultures. So, we can say Buddhism is Eastern culture, yes it is. And then if you American people, if you all American people try to understand, try to study Buddhism, and try to develop Buddhism in this world, in the United States, you believe it's impossible because that is Eastern cultures. Eastern culture, you try to plant Eastern culture into American culture, immediately you are against. Because they are completely different. See, so? I always go to the Milwaukee and the Omaha and the several places and talk about Buddhism there. Very often people are consciously or unconsciously against. Because they believe Buddhism is Eastern culture. That is the characteristic of Eastern people thinking, well thinking. I don't think so. So Buddhism always can focus on human, okay, human. Please remember this. Well, human culture, the Eastern culture, the Buddhism and the Eastern culture, don't worry, forget it. Forget it. It's okay. So please study. Anyway, if you want to study Buddhism, anyway, until Buddhism anyway penetrates your life, slowly you understand anyway. So Buddhism is always focused on human, taking away all problems, okay? Human background, cultural backgrounds, whatever it is. And whatever aspect of Buddhist teaching you pick up, you study, okay? The impermanence, suffering, and whatever karma and time and space, whatever it is, it's really universal. Universal. So, from this point, karma is, I don't think karma, the subject of karma is open only to Eastern people and particular people. But this is to all beings, anyway. traditionally, there are three meanings of karma. One is just action. Human actions with no sense of morality, no sense of morality, just action. Okay? Just action. Just action means, well, for instance, stretching your hands, lift your hands, and lie down, and jumping, and well, sitting, and walking, sleep, and etc. This is just action. Action with no sense of morality. This is also called karma. Okay? Particularly in Abhidharma Kosha, this is all this Buddhist psychology. Secondly, is religious ritual is also called karma. because this is influenced by maybe Brahmanism, because according to Brahmanism, they believe that people can go to heaven by handling religious ritual in proper way. If you don't handle religious ritual in proper way, you cannot go to the heaven. So in Brahmanism particularly, they emphasize this religious ritual. So broadly speaking, religious ritual is called karma. The third point is karmic retribution of causation, cause and effect, karmic retribution. This is the subject I want to learn with you this time, karmic retribution. Well, karmic retribution is, is a continuation of the process of karma, okay, and its result. Okay. Result means this human body and mind, what I am here. Okay. Named Kati, this is a retribution of causation. Okay. This, from where does this body and mind come? It comes from anyway karma, which we have accumulated anyway in this past. So, if you approach, simply speaking, what is this body and mind? Simply speaking, we say this is karmic result. In Sanskrit, we say karma vipaka. Vipaka, V-I-P-A-K-A. Vipaka means result. So, anyway, in order to have this body and mind, behind this body and mind, there is something, okay, which makes it possible for human body and mind to exist right now, like that. This is what is called karma. Anyway, that karma has lasted for long, from century after century, okay, from beginningless past, anyway. So, this is the karma we want to learn this time, okay? So, but this is really mysterious stuff. Very mysterious. So, in a certain Buddhist scriptures, it describes four mysterious things. One is state of Buddha mind. We don't know what is a Buddha. Buddha is huge. And Buddha is not concept. The Buddha is not exactly same the concept of God and etc. The Buddha is, it's very difficult to understand. Secondly, the state of Samadhi. Samadhi, are you familiar with the term Samadhi? Samadhi is the word, in English we say concentration, okay? Concentration. But Samadhi is not concentration exactly. Okay? Samadhi, the real meaning of Samadhi is, okay, a state of concentration with traceless concentration. Traceless concentration, no trace of concentration. This is called samadhi. Well, if you play piano and if you play the football, and exactly you can do one way. Okay. You can concentrate on the football. Wherever ball goes, okay, you can really move toward the ball. But at that time, you don't use the consciousness. Immediately you turn in to ball. That is really concentration, okay? One, becoming one. At that time you don't use the consciousness, okay? You don't use the consciousness, but consciousness is going, concentrate, okay? But consciousness doesn't bother your actions. So actions exactly one way, okay? That ball and the ball's actions and the people's actions anyway, exactly one. At that time, can you say, I am concentrating? I don't say so. No trace of concentration. Do you understand? This is called samadhi. Okay? Samadhi. So, full concentration, full devotion. When you do something you are interested in, okay? At that time, you can really devote yourself to dive into it. Okay? But if you don't, like if you are not interested in, just like a zazen, you really hate it. And also the problem is, if you have thoughts and if you become an artist and whatever you do, always there is an object. You can concentrate on the object. Even though you play pianos, always there is pianos and the composers and the notes and also audience, and after playing and after complete the experience of samadhi, and after that you can get the applause from the people. Always there is some object before and after, and even the middle. Always, you have. But then, no object. Just using your body and mind, and all. Just your body and mind become one. With what? Body and mind. So, no object. And even though you do the Zen perfectly, no applause. After the Zen or before the Zen, no one give you applause. And even though you criticize by yourself towards the Zen, good or bad, right or wrong, no one criticize you. Just you. Continue to do it. Criticize. Finally you exhaust. Finally, you think that's stupid. And if you want to tell the teachers, the teacher says, fine, good, why don't you sit down? Even though you've got experience, fine, good, why don't you sit down? If you experience bad, then well, from Zazen, fine, good. It's also part of your life. So please continue to sit down. So always, no applause. Before and after, you don't understand this. Because, well, it's pretty difficult to become one with, okay, which is called samadhi, okay? Samadhi. Samadhi is completely beyond your speculation. You cannot poke your head into it. This is samadhi. You can't. But your whole body and mind can be there. Just like a football player, okay? You can be just there, but nothing to touch it. Okay? So this is, okay, state of samadhi itself. It's very difficult. If you touch it, the moment when you touch it, it's already not samadhi, you're samadhi. Okay. That's why state of samadhi is one of the mysteries, mysterious things. And also, the other one is the will of the world. The will of the world. The will of the world means maybe the will of existence. Maybe so. I know, according to my understanding, okay. The will of the world. The world has a certain will. This is really strong will, okay. Which is called impermanence, which is called change, which is called suffering, anyway. That is the will of world existence. Whatever you think, anyway, everything is changing. That is really one of those mysterious things. It's very difficult to understand. And also, last one is the state of karma. Vipaka, vipaka, karma without, that is human body and mind. Okay. State of karma without. This is human body, each of us. Okay. So both the karma without, the karma and also the continuation of the function of a process of the karma and its result is, well, one of the four mysterious things. And also, the scripture says, if you try to think of them, you can be crazy and confused. Confused. Karma is karma, and also human body and mind as karmic result is not something you try to think, you try to think. But in the realm of samadhi, anyway, you have to get peace with it. This is a karma. But the Indian people are very afraid of karma because karma is exactly the idea which, if you do something good, you will get good. But if you do something wrong, you will have something wrong, okay, as a result. So, the always it is strong powers behind the Indian people's life. Which control human life? Yeah. Just like a shadow. Just like a shadow. The Indian people are very afraid of this idea of karma because karma is always behind them and the control. So, generally speaking, they believe karma as a 3-point. According to 3 points. One is karma is for human body. Okay? Karmic result is sort of we created in the past already. Okay? So this karma, this body and mind is already created in the past. In the past. That is the 1 point. Okay? You, everybody, okay, created your body and mind already in the past. That is the 1 point. Second point is the karma, human body, it is that which God made. God made. The third, well, nothing. No cause. No one made the karma in the past. So human body and mind just happen by chance. The human accumulated it. So, of course, first two is sort of fixism, because you made in the past. So that is already, you made. So that karma is already a certain frame of categories, okay, which is called katagiri. If I say katagiri, katagiri has already a certain six of silent being, which no one moves, or no one control, okay? No one control. Even I can't control, okay? So this is the already I made in the past. In the past means not my childhood, beyond, okay? More beyond my birth, anyway, not including the past before my birth. This is a past, okay? So I made. My karma is that which already made in the past. So I cannot do anything. Or if you say karma is that which God made that time, nothing to do. That is really big reason. So finally, the other excessive idea is, don't worry, forget it. Okay. We, anyway, were born in this world, by chance, no cause. Okay, don't worry. This is another excessive idea. Because only there is karma is sort of a demon, okay? Haunting over the Indian people's skin, over the Indian people's soul. So, that's why they try to escape from, try to be free from that karma. Because not only Indian people, if you start to study Buddhism, you can feel something common from karma. Probably most of you feel a little bit scary. For instance, Shogun, did you read the Shogun? If you read that Shogun, I don't read it yet, but according to from the papers and the criticism itself. But from the Shogun, the people in the Shogun, that book Shogun, sort of nothing to control. Because all people, particularly women, Japanese women, were completely, molded in a certain frame, okay, in a certain frame. It's very sad. And then even at such a situation, those people accept the situation of human life, which is called karma. It's karma. So in this case, karma is not a good sense. Karma is unwholesome sense, okay. What makes you a situation of human life getting worse and worse, okay. That is so demon. And also, finally, in such a situation, people give up for their life, just accept, blindly, okay. Just accept blindly such a situation. So that is, usually people understand the calm. And also if you read Japanese literature, you can feel a sense of pensiveness from Japanese literature, whatever kind of all the classic Japanese literature. Because karma is very popular in Japan, penetrating to their life. So they use karma so well, very often. Even though they don't understand what it is, they use very much. But that term karma is not good sense. Often it's a little bit sensitive, pensive feeling there. For instance, when your situation is getting worse, and the more you try to develop your life, the more you realize that the life situation in the life is getting worse, going down the bottom of the hill. Okay? So that time people say, that is your karma. Do you understand that sense? But it is not your karma. according to my experience, I didn't know exactly what the karma is, but probably I told you that my mother always told me that I was the birth of my sister. The birth of my sister. Constantly, she told me. And also, I was born in this world when my mother saw morning sunrise. So she told me, you are reincarnation of the sun. What do you do?
Reincarnation of the sun.
For my mother, the sun, the moon, the sun, not the different forms. Not different from concept of the Buddha, because my mother and my father always expressed appreciation to Buddha and ancestor and the sun, the moon, all things every day, morning before go to bed. Anyway, they appreciate the sun, the moon, the exact same. Exactly same for them. Buddha, what the sun? Buddha is exactly moon. So they really accepted the sun, the existence of the sun, the moon, so very smoothly, straightforward. That's why she could say, you are the incarnation of the sun. But I didn't understand. Well, even though I didn't understand constantly, if somebody constantly tell you in that way, finally you believe and fix. Well, everybody say you should believe God, you should believe God constantly. Finally you believe. And also Dogen Zen says also in Korean, Korean people first they pretend to cry when you attend funeral service first. Well, even though you don't feel sad, anyway, pretend to cry. And finally, you can cry exactly. Yes, it is. So my mother constantly told me, what you are the birth of my sisters and the incarnation of the sun. But this is pretty good sense. Okay. Well, let's go karma. I didn't know at that time term of karma. On the other hand, in the Japanese, their life, generally speaking, karma it was not used in a good sense, always bad sense. That's why I was very confused. The other karma is pretty good. The karma is not good. So, when can we, do you understand? Because if I say that is my karma, at that time people don't accept me in a karma in good sense. So, sort of my life always set up. Yeah, I cannot change, I cannot develop completely. But that is people understand the karma in that way. But I don't think that is my karma. So, so that feeling always, feeling is, and then on the childhood, Buddhist priest came to my home and performed Buddhist service every month. And strictly speaking, I felt this priest, which is called, I don't know what, he's not human. I felt he was not a human being. I felt that he was a beautiful person, sort of a celestial being, beautiful. But he was at that time 65. Every day, every month he came to my house and was performing Buddhist. I was very attracted him. But he doesn't imagine, and my parents didn't say anything about him, and just I feel, I felt. So this is maybe my body and mind is, as the karmic result, maybe my body and mind, why is it that I have to be attracted by him? I have to attract, no, excuse me, why I have to, you know, attract him. Is that good?
Attracted to?
Mm-hmm. Not attracted to me.
Okay. You're attracted to him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Even now I cannot understand. But anyway, if my body, if I understand my body and mind as a karmic result, maybe my life is lasting from beginning this past. That's why it made me seeking for such a beautiful person, okay, beautiful person. And also, I am thinking, I was always thinking, what is a karma? When I became a monk and went to a monastery, one of the monks was very elegant, and very smart and sharp. So he was always sitting in his room by himself and sit down straight to posture, read, hold in the office. I was very surprised. Every time I pass by, he's solemn like this and tables like this, you know. And then sitting like this, read, Shobo Gendo. I was very impressed. But just I passed by office, and finally I met her, I came across on the hallways of a monastery. So I asked him, what do you mean, come? Because in the Chobo Gendo, those things explain about the karma in the past, present, future. So I asked him, what is the karma? So he just smiled. There he said, karma is not something you have to think. Karma is something you have to believe in. elements to believe. For him, I think he used the term belief. That belief is, anyway, to get tasted. Anyway, to get tasted come, well, through what? Through in samadhi, jhana, sitting. Jhana, do you understand? Jhana. Perfect tranquility. Perfect tranquility means, you and the then one. You and football one. At that time, no gap between. That is what is called tranquility. So, do you understand? Because your life is constantly moving flexibly, whatever it is, not suffering, just move. Move. Even though you hit or even though you cut, you don't realize. And then after finishing the football, and then maybe you can realize, oh, I cut my finger. But whatever happens, anyway, tranquility is not the something still, okay? You don't do. This is not tranquility. Tranquility is completely no gap between you and the then. But if you create gap between, that is sort of not tranquility, because this is already a space which human consciousness can get in. Okay? That is not tranquility. Already you stir up water. You stir up water. So, get taste of the karma in the samadhi, through the samadhi means, anyway, you have to be. You have to be intimate with your life, okay, with your life, through not intellectual world. Anyway, in the, through the samadhi. Samadhi means so well. I told you about the samadhi is. Anyway, if you be one way, right now right here, that oneness is not connected with you, that but also connected with your past, your trees, birds in the present, and also trees, birds in the past too. That is level, the world, what is called samadhi, okay? Realm of samadhi. Okay? That is very peace and tranquility. Okay? So, that's why this friend says, karma is not something you can fix. Also, the scripture says, well, about the four mysterious things you cannot think. If you think, you can be crazy and confused. So, finally, all we have to do is, anyway, to get taste of the karma through samadhi. This is no better way, no other way, okay? No other way. Only through that, we can still get taste of human karma. And during this seminar, I really do my best to explain the karma, which is anyway continuing from the past. Okay, so that karma, aspect of the karma, is completely nothing to control. Okay. Control. Remember this point. On the other hand, karma is a great place where you can practice glowing. Okay. In other words, still, karma is a place where you can be free. Okay. In other words, still, karma is a place where you can develop deep. Your income, your life. This is a karma. So, I will do my best to explain. It's sort of a contradictory. The other one is, that's what we have to think. This. We have to understand, we have to learn what the karma is. One aspect of the karma is completely you can't control. It's a your karma. Your karma, individual karma, universal karma, where karma is divided into two, broadly speaking, that is individual karma and universal karma. Okay? Universal karma. Well, I is Japanese, you are American, but Americans. That is individual karma, but all of you are American, that is universal karma. Okay? Sort of like this. So, anyway, whatever it is, I am Japanese, at that time this karma is completely beyond control. So, karma has two aspects. One is completely no control. The other hand, karma is a place where you can deepen, develop, enhance your life. Be free from. Anyway, that is my effort I will have to do with my best. Do you have some questions?
So we talked about four mysteries and I missed the third one. Can you say the third one? Is it a misunderstanding that it seems that when people in popular talk use the word karma, they mean some either your good, the collection of your good and bad deeds, which will give you a higher or lower life next time, or else they mean your past deeds that ordain what happens now? Is that
that is one aspect of the karma. That is a misunderstanding anyway. One aspect. It's not exactly misunderstanding. That is one aspect of karma. So karma anyway continues from the past to the present to the future. Anyway, this is a karma. Okay.
So she are all things that happen to me, thinking to go walk outside this building and trip and fall down from the sidewalk.
Sure.
Is that karma, or are there things that happen that are simply actions?
Yes, it is also called karma. It is also called karma. In the scripture, including the those things happen, those things are included as a karma.
Are they included though as karma in that second sense? Remember you mentioned first that there was a karma that was just action.
Yeah,
and then the sense that we were talking about is retributive.
Well, just actions and also natural disasters, and sometimes we have to die by the natural disasters. You know, natural event. Okay. Or if you walk on the street and someone hits you and someone stab you, and those things happen. So that's the event are also lost of the karma.
Are they connected with your past? So.
Yes, I think so. For instance, still again, the scriptures say the karma is one of the mysterious beings, okay? The other one is the Buddhist scripture says, the Buddha says, anyway, karma is very powerful. Powerful. No control. But this is always happened, let's see how always happened. For instance, Ananda, Mokkhene, one of the Buddhist disciples, famous disciple, who was noted for seeing the past, the present, future clearly. such is his wisdom. Okay? But he was cured by the stories. And also, even in the modern world, such things happen, such things happen. The other day, I forgot the name of the state, but the bridge all of a sudden broken, okay, and the people died. You think so? But only one person survived. Do you know that? The car stopped right in the edge of the bridge. He was survived. How can I explain? No way. I also called when I was college, you know, I read the Western novels, the literature, and then in the person which occurred in this novel, finally he died, just like that, you know, when he walked on the bridge, and then bridge was broken and he died. So I was very surprised at that conclusion. So why? Why only this person has to die like this? So he said, well, Kali, you should see something more than that. Always I try to think, the karma, everyone stop thinking. Stop my thinking. I cannot continue to think.
Darshan, has the place where one, the second understanding of karma, where you have a place to experience, does that give you more control over the first aspect of it? In the sense of, does practice have an impact on the no control? Does the effort and the practice of doing Zazen, etc., does that have the power to influence whatever the karma
right.
is?
Right. Yes. I will talk about that point too. Broadly speaking, the purpose of Buddhist practice is we should accumulate what we call power of custom, sort of custom, okay, custom, good custom. Anyway, accumulate, because in order to reach the beautiful ideal image of human life, okay, you continue to accumulate power of habit. And then this is very what is called karma, and in the future it should. When the time is right, conditions arrange, it grow. So karma, if you say karma is usually, broadly speaking, karma is understood action, okay? Action, act. Physical and mental act, psychological act too. So if you do act, there is act which appears on the surface. Okay? In other words, there are one aspect of act which manifests itself. The other one is act which not manifest. That is, anyway, accumulate. That is, if you do something, you can leave an impression after you are doing. Okay. This is the Buddhist theory, If you do act mentally or psychologically or physically, if you do something, always something is left as an impression in human mind, human body. That is what is called what conjure means perfume, sort of perfume, okay? And then practicing Zazen And if you accumulate the power of custom, which is called taking breath, breathe, okay? Breathe, concentrate or breathe. Even though automatically, if you can breathe, count the breath, this is very good custom, okay? Don't you think so? But if your mind talk into it, you say that is such as that is like a machine, you know? So you say it, but it's not a machine. Your consciousness really works pretty well. If you contemplate anyway, if not, okay, just like a custom, okay, that is great part of a custom. So even if such a thing, we try to accumulate that power of the habit and then store it in your mind, behind your heart. And then those things anywhere will shoot. Only this, when you are, while you are alive here, or while you are next life, or while you are the life after next, we don't know. But what we have to, anyway, see though, not only this world, okay, past life, present life, future life, life after next, okay. Anyway, we have to think. That is a Buddhistic purpose, okay. Practice, aiming at anyway for long range, long range. So, just accumulate that. Plants and the plants, good roots.
How does that exist with Zazen as an end and not as a means and not having any goal in Zazen?
Not goal of Zazen, no goal of Zazen, goal of Zazen is not the no goal of Zazen, okay? No goal means samadhi. Okay? Samadhi. Exactly samadhi. You have to understand the experience samadhi itself. Okay? That is what is called no goal. Okay? If you say here is a goal, it's already object. Okay? But the main purpose is if you want to live in peace and harmony anyway, and or what is called freedom or happiness anyway, we have to experience samadhi itself. Okay. In the samadhi, no object. That is, in pride we call no goal. Okay. No goal. No merit. Whatever it is. But if you do something of cause, of course you experience. But that experience is, anyway, sort of similar to you can see. So no goal, that means to ignore the purpose of human action. Human action always has a certain purpose, okay? So it doesn't mean that we of course, we act something like this. But that is not the main purpose. The main purpose in the Buddhism is anyway to experience samadhi itself. In the samadhi, there is no object. Well, if you, I can't talk this time on common, according to Buddhist philosophy, because it's huge system. Well, for instance, you have to study on the uncommon according to primitive Buddhism. Agama. Next, you have to study Abhidhamma culture. That is the oldest Buddhist psychology. That is complicated. But anyway, it's explaining what karma is, and it's huge. It makes you headache. And next, and they have to study the Vajanika. Vajanika is explaining emptiness. Okay. So Nagarjuna explains Omkara in this Vajanika. So you have to study this, and also next, psychology, Buddhist psychology. Buddhist psychology, which developed after that Majjhanika. Okay. So, this is also explaining the karma. And also, another one is sutra's name, Avatantika Sutra. Okay, Avatantika Sutra. This is a beautiful sutra explaining the all sentient being interconnection, interpenetration. Explains such a state of perfect dynamic working. Okay, that's beautiful sutra. In this sutra also explains karma. But particularly, it doesn't have a particular section on karma. So you have to study the whole sutras and then pick up the points of the karma. And also, Lotus Sutra, okay, Lotus Sutra, and also karma, on karma, according to Zen, Chinese Zen, Japanese Zen, and also Puran schools and Tendai schools. Anyway, huge system. I can't talk about all things. So, as much as possible, I would like to explain the karma through my experience, and also I want to get teased off. What is the karma? Isn't it a That's what I want to do this time. If you are interested in, well, the sort of my seminar is just an introduction, you know, of karma. So if you are interested in karma, you have to study one by one. And also, unfortunately, there is no particular, not many textbooks on karma. Christmas Country was the karma. But there are lots of short essays, but it's very difficult to find it. In Japan, lots of things, but it's very difficult to find. So now we can get maybe Christmas Country. About the karma and the rebirth. That is a good book.